today we're going to look at a passage of Scripture in the Gospel of John as we consider motives for following Jesus. Why do we follow Jesus? What are we after? It is good to examine our hearts and motives at times and to ask ourselves, what do we expect to get from Jesus? Jesus did not promise us an easy life on earth. In fact, the Word of God promises us that we will suffer for the name of Jesus. And in John chapter 6, we see an example of some people who were following him. They were really seeking him out. And Jesus said it's because they wanted bread. They were expecting that he would provide for their physical needs. John 6:24 says, "When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, 'Rabbi, when did you come here?' Jesus answered them and said, 'Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.'" Jesus had fed 5,000 men the day before, and now people were following him, and Jesus pointed out that they were following him not because of the signs, but because they had eaten the loaves of bread and were satisfied. Jesus said in verse 27, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." That's what we want to labor after. That is what we need to seek, this food, this bread of life that endures forever. In verse 28, "Then they said to him, 'What shall we do that we may work the works of God?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent.'" The work of God, the work that God wants us to do, and the work that we do by his grace, is to believe in Jesus, whom God has sent. He has sent Jesus to be our Redeemer. He has sent him, and he is the bread of life. He is the source of spiritual life. It is in him that we have life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He is life. In verse 30, "Therefore they said to him, 'What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do?' 'Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.'" Jesus gave them bread the previous day to show that he is also the bread of life, whom the Father has sent to give life to the world, to all who would come and believe in the Lord Jesus. In verse 34, "Then they said to him, 'Lord, give us this bread always.'" Hey, it sounds good. That's what we want. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Talks about the will of the Father and how he, Jesus, did not come to do his own will, but the will of the Father, completely submitted and surrendered to what the Father had for him, the work that the Father had for him to do. And God also has something for us. And it starts with believing in Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that apart from him there is no salvation, there is no other name, there is no other refuge, there is no other pathway to reconciliation, there is no other redemption, there is no other person that can sustain us, give us life. We tend to run to this person or that person for encouragement, for life, but they can only give us what they have from Jesus is as actual life. If someone encourages us, it is because they have been encouraged in Jesus. There is no other lasting encouragement or life or eternal life apart from Jesus. And as we read on through the book, through the chapter here of John chapter 6, we see that many or most turned away from him as Jesus continues to explain and expound upon the bread from heaven, a hard passage for them to understand and sometimes difficult for us to really grasp what he's saying. But the point I want to bring out is that many became discouraged and walked away. And at the end, Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" In verse 67. But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That's where we need to arrive at, that there is none other than Jesus, that he has the words of life, whether they be words of rebuke or words of comfort. We have fallen, we have stumbled. He rebukes and corrects us with loving kindness and corrects us and sets us on the path of righteousness. We need to acknowledge that we have suffered by others because of sin that is in the heart of man, and the evil nature that dwells in man has caused each one of us to be hurt by others, to be hurt and injured. And Jesus has words of comfort and healing for us. There is no healing outside of Jesus. There is no lasting healing apart from the Lord Jesus. We can only be made whole in him. And that's my encouragement for us this morning, that we remember that Jesus is life and that we follow him for the spiritual life and not merely because we are looking to gain materially, that we don't follow him because of the visible, only because of the visible benefit and the way that some people were following after because they had seen him give bread to 5,000 men. May your day be blessed. May Jesus be exalted today.